The government has set a target of eliminating extreme poverty in Jamaica by 2022 and reducing the prevalence of poverty to less than 10% of the population by the year 2030. The strategies for accomplishing these objectives are outlined in the National Poverty Reduction Program, drafted by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ. Manager of the Poverty Eradication Coordination Unit at the PIOJ, Shellyann Edwards, recently visited JIS Radio Studio 58A, where she outlined some of the focus areas of the poverty reduction program. She was speaking with host Vaughn Davis. We bring you an excerpt of the interview.
The program is basically the government's mechanism through which it will implement the national policy on poverty. So the national policy on poverty, along with this national poverty reduction program, was approved late last year. So the policy has a number of strategies that are intended to address poverty. So the program is designed as that vehicle through which these strategies can be implemented, tracked, evaluated, and supported.
I understand that the program is being rolled out in 3-year cycles. What are the focus areas for the first medium-term program, which should run from 2018 to 2021?
So the first medium-term program has 5 program areas or 5 focus areas. We want to address extreme poverty and basic needs. At the same time, building human capital development and economic empowerment of individuals and households. That will be critical. Ensuring that persons have access to livelihood, access to employment, access
critical.
To the means through which they will be able to consume more and thereby positively influencing that poverty line and their status.
Lifting themselves out of poverty
the support that these programs of the government and its partners can give. The next very important element is what is noted in the program as psychosocial, cultural, and normative advancement.
Okay.
And what this basically means...
Like a lot of big words.
Yes, it sounds like big words, but it's not big at all. It's something that we are very familiar with. It's attitudes, values, attitudes, practices that perpetuate poverty.
So the mindset basically surrounding poverty,
issues,
the idea of
certainly
getting people to
certainly,
you know, re-socialize, that kind
re-socialize,
of thing.
Re-socialize, certainly.
Can you what kind of programs do you think I will be, because I think that's a big issue in terms of getting persons to move away from a poverty mindset. How are you going to achieve that?
Right. So it's this component will address individuals, households, including children and youth, because you have to start young, start early.
Definitely.
So children and youth, we will look at parenting, parents, caregivers, as well as, of course, service providers, because our attitude towards those we serve, has also to be positive at all times, and just ensuring that we are equipped with all the right tools in order to encourage persons in terms of the various attitude towards even taking up opportunities that are provided. In this component as well, we also want to identify and highlight the cultural practices that are positive. Not just the negative, but those that are positive. The coping strategies that are being implemented among the poor that are effective.
Yeah, right? Some of them that many of us can learn from ourselves.
So, of course, you can give a person a fish, I must say.
Yeah.
But teaching them how to fish is even more important.
Yeah, definitely.
But guess what's more important? What's more important?
You tell me.
Is giving them that desire to even want to fish.
That's true. Teaching them that ambition in the first place.
Yes.
Manager of the Poverty Reduction Coordination Unit at the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Shellyann Edwards, in a recent interview with Vaughn Davis inside JIS Radio's Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel at Jamaica Information Service, Studio 58A. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, and share.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.